Hey, glad you can make it. And welcome to the Employee Cycle Podcast, where we talk to HR innovators, thought leaders, and even some disruptors about the latest in HR trends, HR tech, and you guessed it, HR data. Well, you've heard enough of me talking. Now let's start the show.
Hey, hey, and welcome back to the Employee Cycle Podcast. I'm your host, Bruce Marable, CEO of Employee Cycle. And you know Employee Cycle, we're the people dashboard that's helping HR and people leaders at small and medium companies become smarter with their data and make confident and smarter workforce data-driven decisions. But how do we do that? Well, we know that currently most of you are pulling messy, crappy spreadsheets from a lot of the different HR systems you're using. It's painful and it's not ideal. Our People Dashboard has pre-built integration connectors to the best-in-breed HR systems you're using. Systems like Bamboo HR, Namely, Zenefits, Office Vibe, Reflective, Lattice, you name it, all of these different systems for you to be able to pull all your data into one real-time, beautiful, and centralized People Dashboard so that you can view, track, share, and analyze all that data in one place. Go to employeecycle.com to schedule a demo. We'd love to chat with you and see how we can help. Or you can actually take the product for a spin for yourself and sign up for a free trial. But that's enough about me and Employee Cycle, because today we have an awesome guest. So please help me welcome to the show, Grace Knox Perry. She's the HR director at Itinerous. And today we're going to discuss how to make employees feel certain about their job security. Grace, welcome to the podcast.
Woo! Grace, welcome!
Well, thank you for having me. It's really a pleasure to be on with you this morning. So your question on how to make employees feel secure at this time?
Well, actually, we're going to start this off the way that we always do, so people get to know a little bit about you, is how did you end up in the wonderful world of HR?
Okay, so many moons ago, I started working for a small consulting company on Wall Street, and part of their consulting firm was through providing services through the legal industry, and then they branched out into providing HR services. And so that was kind of my start. And from there, I went back to get a master's degree in administration and continued my career in HR. And so I've been in HR, I would say, all my work life, and over the years have had many opportunities to work with some great companies in the retail space, in the engineering space, in the manufacturing space. And currently today, I'm in back into the kind of consulting, but in the IT space. So that's a little bit about my journey. I love the world and of HR. It's ever changing and it's dynamic and it's always keeps you on your toes.
Awesome. All right. So now we're going to go into the topic around making employees feel certain about their job security. So we're currently in September 2020, getting very close to October, just to put a timestamp on where the world is, because it's really the world and everything that's going on around us that's having a lot of employees question their job security. So from the standpoint of where we are today with COVID, the economy, and all the things that you believe impact an employee's perception of their job security, how do you believe most of your employees feel today?
I think they feel pretty good about what they're doing. They understand that their work is essential to keep other businesses moving and going. We're in the space of utilities, but we help companies manage the back of the house, right? So utilities is an interesting market because it's one of the industries that typically bounces back a lot quicker in this type of market, because in order for companies to operate, you have to have your utilities on. So it's for us, I think the employees do feel really good. But at the same time, it is a challenge to make sure that they feel secure as these projects get rolled out. depending on what's going on the client side, things can get slowed down just as easily. So it's really important for us as an organization to stay connected with our employees at all times, listen to what's going on, and keep our ears close to the ground, right? So that if we have an indication of an issue or a problem, we can address it before it becomes systemic.
It sounds like being an active listener of what your employees are saying and really identifying what's going on with them is a big deal for your company. How are you currently doing that? Is that through surveys? Is that through small conversations or group conversations? Is that one-on-ones with managers? How are you doing that?
It's a little bit of all that you've mentioned. So we have, a good process in place between HR, management, and communications. So we do utilize surveys from time to time. We're constantly putting things out to them in terms of, you know, what's going on, how are we doing things, and kind of getting that pulse and feedback. At the same time, I have conducted small session groups to hear from employees, not so much as a perspective of what the company is doing, but how are they handling things that's going on with them now. So kind of getting a little bit deeper into what's happening and how they've been handling things. Are they feeling supported? Are they balanced and so forth? So we've held some one-on-one sessions. And then the other thing is to have that constant level of communication that provides transparency on what's going on within the organization. Now that we've, been in and out of the office, or I should say out and in the office, it's been different, right? And so employees are not seeing their colleagues on a day-to-day. So I think it's still key to have that level of touch and communication. We do have one-on-one sessions. We have our management team conduct that on a regular basis and reach out to employees, as well as conducting those team kind of meetings on a consistent basis. So there's a combination of so many things going on to help maintain that close connection and a sense of security.
Got it. It sounds like transparency is a recurring theme and a recurring part of your communication strategy. Talk to me a little bit and help the listeners understand, how were you managing transparency from the beginning of COVID, and how did that transparency change? And also, how did you decide at what level of transparency should you provide, especially when it comes to things like how the company is doing?
So early on in the outbreak of COVID, our senior management team got together fairly quickly to discuss, how we're going to handle just everything and take a really kind of draw the line where we are right now. It's difficult when you're a global company because you're managing two sides of the globe. And so at the local level, things are different and needs are different. But as a team, we did get together very quickly to kind of outline what those differences are, and as a collective group, what we needed to do to make sure things were happening consistently on both sides. So that was a really important step. I really stayed up many nights late to look over what scenarios might play out, right, throughout the stance of COVID. Not once did we ever think that we were going to still be dealing with it 6 months later. We thought, okay, 2 months, 3 months at the most, and we'll see what happens. So over the course of time that we're still in this disjunction, we have made changes and adjustments to our people, how they worked, when they worked, and so forth, and put some measures in place to make sure we were maintaining our commitments to our clients. That was, of course, very key for us, is how are we going to continue the organization and move us in the right direction. And because of that leadership and because of that, and I take some time to stress this, because of that, we were able to maintain our employee base. So we did not have to lay employees off for any major length of time. We did do a furlough, but we kept that employer-employee relationship and then brought our employees back mid-June. And we kept all of our employees. So we didn't lose any employees through this COVID. In fact, we have hired employees through the COVID and have grown our employee population. But that was key to extreme focus and planning on our behalf. Transparency on where and what state the company was in was a key part of that. So we conducted several meetings on both sides of the globe to explain to employees where the company was, what was our challenges, what we were going to do, what was our commitments. We were very, very transparent on that. And so when we did have to make those hard decisions to reduce staff hours or to cut employees back temporarily, employees were aligned and they understood and they kept committed to the organization. And when we got to that stage when we were able to say, okay, we're going to relax that measure, we're going to move forward and bring employees back, we still had those employees ready and willing to come back full-time, full-gauge. And it has been an interesting journey to see how committed our employees have been through this process. But I think it really boils down to the fact that we reacted quickly. We were able to really speak to the employees on a transparency level as to where the company was and what we were going to do. And so that to me made all the difference in the world.
You spoke about having a global company. Where are your employees based?
Well, we have employees based in North America and then also in Belgium.
Got it. And when it came to your communication strategy of communicating this level of transparency to employees in both places, because COVID was, I'm assuming, happening at different rates and different levels, and the local governments were probably reacting to it totally differently, how are you able to manage the different communication strategies?
Well, we right before COVID, we brought in a communication specialist to our team, and he has been a really, really great addition to the team to help us bridge the communication gap, but to keep the branding and the communication consistent, the style of it, the presence of it, and making sure that what was put out to employees was done in a way that employees could relate to, engage with, and just keeping that consistency across the organization, that one message was important. So to our advantage, we have someone that is part of our team that specializes in communication.
Awesome. A little earlier, you mentioned that you furloughed some employees. And so having spoke with other HR leaders on the podcast, they mentioned either furloughing or letting go employees was severely impacting employee morale and potentially performance and engagement in some way as well. Did you have any of that during your furloughs? How were other employees experiencing the furloughs, and how did that impact their perception of job security with your company?
So again, it really went back to that transparency and communication and letting employees understand the differences between layoff, furlough, reduction of hours, all of the different measures that you might implement during a time such as this. And having that clarity and them understanding what each of those mean and how it would impact them was key to that. So the employees that I actually had to furlough, they understood why. It may not have been the best thing for them to receive, but at the same time, they were all okay with it in the sense that they knew at some point we would be calling them back, or our intentions were to call them back. And we were doing this based on very, I would say, calculated look at what was going on with the organization and how it affected their job. So there was no confusion as to why was I chosen, right? Or why did this happen to me? Because that communication happened at a group level, and then it drilled down to an individual level, and then it drilled further that after those conversations were conducted with their manager, I came behind and then I had a conversation as from an HR's perspective and what all of the other details behind being in a situation as a furlough or reduced hour work week, what would that mean? So that tiered approach in terms of communication and transparency was what made the complete difference. And I did get feedback from my employees with respect to how we handled them during this crisis, and how much they appreciated it and felt that we as an organization did it very well in comparison to what they were may have come in contact with either other friends or colleagues or family members. So other experiences on how other companies did it, they felt we did it in such a very professional, very transparent way, and that was appreciated.
Historically, when we've had challenging economic times, employees would want to double down on the company they're working with because they just don't want to take any chances or any risk when people are really in fear of lack of job security. So what did you and your company do from an employer brand standpoint or from a hiring process standpoint to make all of these new hires that you've hired through this COVID period feel comfortable around them having job security at your company? I mean, assuming that all of these new hires weren't just sitting on the couch and waiting for you to reach out to them, and they actually worked at other companies prior to yours, they had to see something in your company to make them believe that this is a company that will provide me job security in a place that will actually have a job for me to go to. So how did you go about doing that?
So it's interesting. When this occurred, we were in the process of hiring engaging in conversations with recent college grads that we had screened through, and we were almost ready, right, to write offer letters and bring them on as a team. And then we had to stop and pause and tell them that we have to wait because of the situation. And so during that time of wait and pause, we were still in contact with them on a regular basis and communicated with them, letting them know where we were as a company, when we thought we might re-engage. And then when we got to that moment, we reached back out and invited them back in for face-to-face conversations, but in a very social distance manner, and gave them the opportunity to meet with us versus virtually, but also to ask questions about how we handled the COVID crisis, right, with our current employees and staff. So given that type of connection and touch with these individuals gave us, I think, a little bit of a competitive edge in their decision. Some of them were in conversations with other companies, but they, again, liked the process and how we handled the communication with them through the COVID crisis. And so at that point in time when they had to make a decision, they did choose us to come on board. And we have been now, I would say it's been 8 weeks since they've started, or just about 8 weeks. And so they are continuing to strive and grow, and they feel comfortable. Now, I do make it very clear to everyone that there's no guarantee in a world like this. You know, there's no guarantees of anything. And so what I can promise you is that you will at least be able to have that transparency and communication. But I can't guarantee anyone's job, especially in today's market. Anything can happen. And I've still communicate that to employees who have been with us for a while. And I think employees understand that, that no one is, in a situation of a complete guarantee. As you can see, COVID taught us well.
And speaking of teaching, I want to end this on an educational note. If there's one thing that you would like for listeners to take away from what you've learned and what you've experienced, when it comes to helping make sure that your employees feel job security with your company, what would that one thing be?
I would, again, have to lean on being open as much as you possibly can with employees. You know, when times are tough, let them know that. When times are good, let them know that. And remember, how you treat people in both of those times make a difference. If you treat employees with respect and trust and honor, you will get the most out of them when times are tough. They'll dig in, they'll stay loyal, they'll stay committed. It's when I think employers or leadership, I should say, don't trust employees enough to handle the tough conversations is when the noise happens and you get things that spiral out of control and you lose your commitment, your trust, and just employees start to panic. And so I think if you want to keep that under control, it's continue to have those conversations, continue to be transparent, continue to be honest with your employees, and let them make an educated choice to whether to stay or to move on. But it's better to do it in that stance versus taking it in a distrust manner. And then you have a mass exodus, right? People not feeling secure in an organization is never a good thing. So my takeaway would be talk to your employees, give them the information, let them know that you're committed to moving forward, let them know in which direction an organization is going, and people will stick with you through it and get you crossed over to the other side of success.
Grace, thanks so much for being such an awesome podcast guest and for sharing your wisdom and your knowledge about this specific topic, since I'm sure it's going to be so important to so many HR leaders out there. Thanks for being an awesome guest again.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
So Grace, where can we find you and Itinerus online?
So you can find me on LinkedIn. I am on LinkedIn, and so is Itinerus. And you can email me if you have any questions at grace.knox-perry@itinerus.net.
Awesome. And we'll definitely include all of that contact info in the show notes. So for all of you out there that enjoyed this episode, please leave us a 5-star rating, because that shows that we're providing great content and you like the show. Also, if this is the very first episode that you've listened to, but you're hungry for more, then please subscribe to the Employee Cycle Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all other major podcast players, or you can sign up for our newsletter at employeecycle.com. And last but not least, all of you awesome HR and people leaders, please continue to hire, train, and retain the best workforce possible. Thanks. Later, kids.